Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Lamed Hei Amud Beis. We're in the fifth volume of Mishnah Berurah. We're in the middle still of Simen Tof Nun, and we're at the very last words of Lamed Hei Amud Aleph, which is Siv Dalet. And the Mechaber begins, and he says, Yisrael Shahayelo Tanur. If a Yid has a Tanur, V'alfu Bo Einom Yehudim Chometz V'Pesach. Now, in his oven, non-Jewish people baked Chometz on Pesach. Afilu Mos. Also, Lekabo Beskaru. He's not allowed to get anything from them. He certainly can't get the stuff that they baked. He's not allowed to even take monetary compensation because the Havale Mistaker Bisuri Hanoah. Because if he would, he would be getting benefit from something that's also about Noah. You're not allowed to have any Hanoah from Chometz on Pesach. And therefore, if they baked in his oven Chometz and he got paid for it, he would be getting benefit from Chometz on Pesach, which is also. However, Vim Kibel Kvar Hamoz, if he did take the money, he's allowed to benefit. We don't say that that money continues to, so to say, have the status of the chametz, which is also b'hanah. So let's understand this better by looking inside of the Mishnah Berurah Sivkat and Zayin, where the Mishnah Berurah tells us, Umashma, dafilu shelo b'yedias habalim. The goyim baked in your oven, and they didn't get permission from you. You don't even know about it. The chen kosu achronim. This is what the achronim explain over here, that you didn't give them permission, and yet they did it. So you can't take even money from them. Sivkat and ches. The kol shekein kikaros meos and shafu bepesach. Those are lekabel. Certainly, they baked a bunch of breads and they said, "Okay, we baked bread, so we baked 10 breads. You can have 3 of them." So you're certainly not allowed to do that. And this would be, of course, not on Pesach because then you'd be over by your rabbi, by your matzi. But afilu yachar Pesach, they want to give you those breads after Pesach, you're still not allowed to take it. Sivkot and tes, because the havilei mistaker v'chule, because in this situation you would be benefiting from chametz on Pesach. And he says, the also lechatchila min derabbanan. The Mishnah Berurah explains that this is forbidden min derabbanan to get any benefit from chametz on Pesach. Dershu footnote number 13, at the end of the Dershu footnote, brings down, ulegabe shomer shescharu lishmor abeis charoshe shiespo mutzori chametz. You're a retired police detective, and you're taking a second job, and you're watching, you're a night watchman for a factory that has chametz in it. So Rabbi Yashiv Zatzal brings down, shiyisne embal habayis sheino shomer al mutzori chametz. You have to make a tanai if you want to take that job that you're not protecting his chametz. You don't want to get any benefit from the chametz. You protect his place, but you're not protecting the chametz. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he says that this din over here, the Asur L'Chatchila Midrabanan, applies b'chol Yisuri HaNoah. It's not a din in chametz specifically. It's a din in all Yisuri HaNoah. V'afilu nosin lo hamos kodem haPesach o acha Pesach. And it doesn't make a difference that you got the money on Pesach. Whether you got the money before Pesach, you get the money after Pesach, the same din applies. Furthermore, he says, "V'lo dami l'sif gimel." This is different than what we learned in the previous year. The hasam hatanur hayoshul shutvim. That was when the tanur belonged to two people, a Jew and a non-Jew owned that tanur. Ukishim mechalkin bizman havale be'esahi hatanur shalakim megamri. When they broke up their partnership for the week of Pesach, so it was 100% owned by the non-Jewish partner during Pesach. Not that it was 50-50, and that's why that din was different. However, the Mechaber told us, if you did get money, then you're allowed to keep it. Sivkot Nyud, the Mishnah Berurah explains, the mistaker b'sur hanoah eino osur b'di'eved b'shur makom. That you shouldn't get hanoah, that's l'chatchila. But b'di'eved, if you did get hanoah, that is not osur. She'ein ze gufo shel chometz v'lo chalipa, because you didn't really get hanoah from the guf of the chometz, and it doesn't carry over to its exchange, the money. The money came to you as a result, indirectly from chametz. And the rabbis never instituted a chumrah that this would be aser. The only place they did so, rak b'yei nesach, in yai nesach, mishum chumrah d'avodah zar, because of the strictness of avodah zar. Furthermore, the kol zeh b'kibah mos, that's again only if you got money. Avol nosn lo eze kikaros mi kikaros shafu b'taner, but if they gave you any of the bread, then it's also l'honos ben. That's the real chametz, and you certainly can never get hanor from that. The zocho b'hem kvar b'pesach, because you acquired that on Pesach already. The schar tanuro, because of the usage of your oven. Im darkon lolam lo eze kikaros, if that's the normal way that it's done. If the normal way that it's done is somebody uses your oven, that they don't pay you money, but they pay you in kikaros, so then you already acquired it at the time that you used it. And then, in fact, it's chametz that belongs to the yid, and it's chametz shavalav pesach, and that's why the rabbis consider it over here, even after Pesach. The issue footnote number 15 brings down to explain over here why you acquired them on Pesach. So he brings down from the Prima Godim, Shetanuro Shel Adam Harehu Kechatzero, because that tanur is like your chatzer. The Niknilo Achamit Shebesocho, Kivan Sheretzona Bekach. And since you want to get that payment, so to say, so your chatzer, your tanur, acquires those kikoros for you. Dirshu foot number 16 brings down, however, B'Pesach, Haridayin Lohizbara, Be'ezi Kikoro Zocha Yisrael, Be'ezi Kikoro Zocha Nachri. Let's say he baked 10 loaves. You don't know which of those are his and which of those he's giving to you. And therefore, Vimke Nasa Yisrael Shutav Ima Nachri, you therefore became a partner with the Nachri, and therefore Rabbi Kiva Eger asks a question. He says, Madua Yosru Kikoros Elu Banol Yachar Pesach. Why should they be Yosru after Pesach? Because we paskin over here Ein Breira. And therefore, Lechori says, Yishlitlos Lohokel Shemokiba Yisrael Achar Pesach Eschalku Shanachri. Because maybe you're actually getting after Pesach those loaves that belong to the Nachri. And therefore, he says, it should be Mutu Banah. In any event, in the rest of this Dirshu footnote, he goes through and analyzes this question in more detail, eyeing in the rest of this footnote for the potential terutzim to this question from Rabbi Akiva Eger. Now we go to the Mechaber Sifhei. The Mechaber writes, Yesh Misha Matir. There is a lenient opinion over here. This is from the beginning of the fifth parak of Avodah Zarah that says that it is permissible Lahaskir Tanuru Leino Yehudi Amanas Shiefa Bo Matzah. That one could rent out his oven to a non-Jewish person on the condition that you tell him that he has to go and bake in it only non-chametz stuff. He can only bake in it matzah. And then, if the non-Jewish person breaks the rule, the imyef abo chametz, he bakes in it chametz. Ein zokuklo. That's not your problem, and you'd be allowed to go and benefit from the rental that you got, the money that you're renting your oven to this non-Jewish person. The Mishmur explains in Sivkot Yud Aleph, the Ein ze mistaker bisuri hanoah, in this situation, according to this lenient opinion, you're not benefiting from something that's also banoah, sha'osu lechatchila al koponim, which sounds like it should have been also, he's baking chametz in your oven, kiven sha'af im lo'aya ofer bo hanochri klum, because let's say he decided to take the week off, he's renting your oven, but then he changes his mind, he says, okay, I rented it, but I'm going to go take off, and he doesn't bake one item in the oven. So Gamkin, Hoyotzarich Lefrola, Yisroel, Schor Misholem. He has to pay the full amount. He rented it from you. So therefore, his rental isn't dependent upon him baking chametz in it or not. And therefore, this should be permissible. Shari Yiskiru Lulizman, because you rented your oven to him for a set period of time. And therefore, Vimkein, Ena Yisroel Mestaker Klum, B'masha Akam Ofer Chametz. And that's why, if he decides to bake chametz in it, you technically are not going to be over this issue, because he's renting the oven, Lav Davka, to make chametz. However, Mikol Makom, the Mishmur says, L'chatchila tzorech loma lo shiyef matzah. But the proper way is to tell him, don't bake any chametz in there, only bake matzah in my oven. Because in this situation, in Lo Kain, if you don't tell him, only bake non-chametz tikka products, kivin shadur shadak or lepos bo chametz, since you know that the non-Jewish person, if he's baking stuff, it's going to be chametz, have a ki'ilu hiskir lo lafiyas chametz doser. It looks like you're actually renting it to him to bake chametz in it, and that would be oser. So this idea, this yesh mi shematir, is getting around the potential problem over here. Then the Ramah adds over here, Hagat, v'chein mutu lahaskir lo bayis lo dubo. You're allowed to rent an apartment to a non-Jewish person to live in it. And he brings that from the auger. Even though he's going to go bring a sandwich in there, he's going to bring chametz in there, that's not your problem. You're allowed to rent them a place to live. Now, the Mishnah Berurah in Sukkot Yud Beis explains, even though you don't make any tanai over here, you say, I'm renting your apartment. Sure, no problem. And this din is coming to teach us over here. The only time that it's also is if the non-Jewish person says, I'd like to rent out a room in your office, in your factory, in your building, to put all my chametz in it. That's the problem. Because now you're getting benefit from something that's also for anor for you, that you can't do. That's the chiddush over here. Dish footnote number 17 does point out that we learned previously in Simon Tov Mem Ches, Shemut al-Haskil al-Nachri Yesacheder, Shabo Munah Chametz Animkalo. You don't have this same problem when you're selling the Nachri Yo Chametz in a room that you already have. The Ein Netilas Deme Schiru Sacheder, Nechsheves, Shemistake B'Chametz Amunach B'Socho. And therefore, in that situation, you're allowed to do this, and it's not considered like you're getting benefit from Chametz, that you're renting out your Chametz that you sold to him and renting him the room. So that's permissible. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, "Umashma midivrei achronim," and you can see these achronim in Shaar Tzion, Os Chafalef, is the augur who was mechadish over here in regards to a person's house. And the Taz picks this up, as well as the Magen Avraham, the Chok Yaakov, and the Vilna Gaon also discusses this in other Isuri HaNoah, and they all say the Ein Les or Mishum Mistaka B'Isuri HaNoah. The only time you're not allowed to get HaNoah from Isuri HaNoah over here is Eladavka Heichi Shehegiyah Zman Isuro. Once it's Osir, at that point in time, you're not allowed to get any HaNoah from it. For example, you could go on Pesach, the Pesach, or Erev Pesach, as you go to the period of time, as you see in Dirsha foot number 18, when it's Usr, at least Midrabbanim, from the sixth hour and onwards. And at the end of this footnote, in 18, the Dirsha footnote says, Sheshonet dino shel hamaskilo kodem Erev Pesach. There's a difference between renting it on Pesach, when it's already Usr on Erev Pesach, and renting it beforehand. If you're renting it to him when it's still permissible, so then the guy can get benefit from it, and you can get benefit from the guy getting benefit from it when it's mutter. And therefore, it's not nikkur shaschar shenol tomimenu who avor zman iser. And therefore, if you're getting a large sum of money, let's say to rent him this place, and he's renting it before Pesach as well, so then it's not a problem, because it's like a havlah situation that you're getting the money, so to say, for the time that it was absolutely mutter to get hanoah from this. And that's why the Mishnah Berurah continues, and he says, avo kodem eino asra filu l'chatchila. Even l'chatchila, you're allowed to go and rent him a place to put his chametz in beforehand. V'yesh machmirim, however, was that. He brings down there those that are machmir, and you see this in Oschof Bezen Shaar Tzion. This is the opinion of the Bach and the Pri Chodosh, as well as the Girsa over here of the Darkei Moshe, the Augur. The Augur was the one who made this statement in the Rambah, and this is the opinion over here, according to the Darkei Moshe, as to what the Augur's Girsa was, as opposed to the Rambah over here, his Girsa that he has. And therefore, in the Mishnah Berurah says that according to these more machmir opinions, yesh machmir is there afilu to shloshim kodem Pesach. If it's more than 30 days before Pesach, then it's not a problem. But if it's within 30 days of Pesach, then it's a problem. Now we go to Sifvav. I don't think we're going to get through the entire Sifvav, but we'll start it. We'll get maybe up to the Ramah. The Mechaber writes, Mutter lomar le'eved bePesach. You're allowed to tell your servant on Pesach. Now, in Dirsha footnote number 19, he talks about what would be the halacha in regards to an Eved Kenani. If this was a real Eved Kenani, then he would be acquiring Masha kon Eved kon Rabo. So therefore, it can't be talking about a real Eved Kenani. So he brings down from the Moruk Tziyah, he writes, Shemedubar kan besachir velokit. We're talking here about a sachir. That's a person that you hire to work for you for all year. And a lokit is a person that only works for you for a set period of time during, let's say, the time of the harvesting or the time of the gathering. And specifically, he says he's not talking about an Eved Kenani that was mal and went to have tefillah l'shem avdus. In any event, this Eved over here that you have, Mutter lomar le'eved bePesach, you can tell such an Eved on Pesach, listen, I have to give you money, I'm responsible to give you food over here, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkot Yud Gimel, Av Shem Zdonos on Olav, you're responsible to give him food, that's part of the deal that you have, Ho v'lo amar lo shikneh chametz, but as long as you don't tell him, go and purchase chametz, so you're allowed to tell him, back to the Mechaber, Mutter lomar le'eved bePesach, Heilech diner zeh, here's a dollar, uknei vechel, and buy yourself lunch, and whatever you buy is fine. You're not telling him to buy chametz. If he goes and buys chametz, it's not that he's your shaliach, so to say, buying the chametz, which then he's going to eat. And in that situation, there is no problem over here that you gave him a dollar, and he ultimately buys chametz with that dollar. Even though the Mechaber tells us, ah, for pishio deya, sheik no chametz. Where's he going to go? He's going to McDonald's. He's going to go buy himself a hamburger with bread, and he's going to buy himself chametz. That's not your problem. That is allowed. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot Yud Dalet, the imhu muskar etzlo lushana, if we're talking about a worker that is by you for the whole year, lo yochal beveso, then he shouldn't bring it home. Don't bring the hamburger back to your house, the bread and the roll and the hamburger back to your house, mishum chashada, because that looks like he's your shaliach. He brings it down from the aguda. And Dirsha footnote number 20 brings down, hainu, what is this the chashad over here? Shiach shidu shu poreya chov liyado, that he's paying back the obligation that he has to the Eved by giving him a role with chametz. Kivur le'el, as we previously learned in Simon Tov Mem Hey. Now, Omnam, he says, Stam lesor b'chol Eved shemazonos of olav v'lo rak kishem muskar l'shona. He says over there that you're not allowed to do this with any Eved over here who comes back to the house, even if they're not working for you for the whole year. And that's Then the Aguda, which is the makar of this din, as we pointed out, lo muska shu muska l'shana. He doesn't mention at all that it's a year eved, that he's a person working for you for a year. And this is something that the Mogen Avraham added on his own. But the etzem din would be that you're not allowed to have him bring it back to your house under any circumstances, not only if he's muska l'shana. Mishnah Berurah continues with Sivkot and Tezvav, that if you told him to bring chametz, you can't do that. But if you didn't tell him to bring chametz, then it's allowed. Avolo yomalo, the Mishnah Berurah says, don't tell him, heilech dino zeh, uktein lucha chametz menachem v'nivechol. Don't tell him, here's a dollar, go buy chametz for yourself. That you can't do. Afilu imhu akum de alma, shame is onus of love. You can't give a dollar to an akum that you don't have responsibilities to give him lunch, and say, here, listen, go buy yourself a roll. The kivish yisrael biatzmo also lo liknos chametz on Pesach. Since you can't obviously buy chametz on Pesach, also lo meliakum liknos. You can't tell a non-Jewish person to go buy chametz as well with your money. Dav shanochri kon also liatzmo. Even though this nochri is now buying it for himself, the lo bishvil yisrael and not on your behalf. Nevertheless, kivish yisrael no sin lo dinor. Since you're giving him the dollar, va'omer lo shiiknu bo chametz, and you're telling him to go buy chametz with the dollar. There's nothing wrong with giving him a dollar. The problem is giving him the dollar and telling him to buy chametz with it. Akam kona oso b'diburo. It looks over here, hari nira kishalucho. When the Akam goes and buys that roll, it looks like he's buying it on your behalf because you told him to go buy with that dollar a roll. But you would be allowed to tell somebody who's asking you, like, where's there a bakery around there? And you can tell him, you know, you can buy a good roll over there for a dollar. Go over there and buy a roll for yourself. That you're allowed to tell him. But you can't give him a dollar and tell him to go buy a roll. You can give him a dollar and he can go buy a roll. Or you can give him a dollar and tell him to buy kosher l'Pesach stuff. And then if he buys treif or chametz, it's not your problem. The issue footnote number 21 has a whole discussion over here about Amira L'Nochri, and that is forbidden, according to many poskim, not only for Shabbos, but for all Isurim. And that's mashma over here, Sheged the Isur Amira L'Nochri, Hu Shenira HaNochri Kishlucho. The reasoning is because it looks like the Nochri is acting on your behalf. Now the Mechaber continues and he writes, Abo lo yomalo, you're not allowed to tell the non-Jewish person, Tzei ve'chol v'ani poreya. You can't tell your worker over here, listen, go out and buy yourself whatever you want, and I'll go into McDonald's afterwards, and I'll pay your bill. But, yesh matirim gam bezeh, there are those that even permit that. Now, this is brought down by the Mordechai, as it says in the Ber HaGolah Os Tes, and let's understand this a little bit better by looking at the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkon Tezayin. And he tells us the first opinion, that you're not allowed to tell him over here, go and buy yourself food, and I'll pay it back. That's only if you told him to go specifically and buy chametz. Or if he goes into a bakery, so they only have chametz there. By time, the reasoning is, since the owner of that bakery is only giving him the roll because he knows you're going to pay for it, the chenvani is acting like your shliach, and it's as if he's feeding him chametz by your hand, so to say. His hand is your hand. The kivishim son of love, since the servant over here, the worker, is you're obligated to pay their food. You're getting direct benefit from the chametz that the non-Jewish person worker is eating. Sivkon Yud Zayin, there is a more lenient opinion, however. Yesh matirim. Because according to the lenient opinion of the Mordechai, you didn't give the money yet. It's not considered your chametz yet. He gave him the roll. That's his problem. Okay, I owe you a dollar. And therefore, you owe the Akam a dollar, but you don't have a problem over here of getting benefit from the chametz. How do we paskin? So the Mishnah Berurah says, Uladina ikor kidezu. We paskin more like this lenient opinion. He brings down in Shaar Tzion Os Chav Zayin, this is the opinion of Mordechai Avraham, the Prichodosh, the Gra, and the Makor Chayim. They're all lenient over here. However, lechatchila, mikomokom lechatchila, you should be concerned and not do this if you really are obligated to give them the food. Don't tell them to go into a bakery and don't worry, you'll take care of the bill afterwards. Much more preferable. Give him cash. And then he can go buy whatever he wants and then you have no problem whatsoever. You didn't tell him to buy the chametz and therefore it is okay. With that, we conclude today's shiur.